thousands of years ago, in the time of, let's say, Noah, they were very interested in a breeding program, and the breeding program resulted in the Nephilim. And the Nephilim were, at one point at least, were giants. Now today the breeding program seems to be, and Jacobs looks at this, and he believes that what they're trying to make is sort of a perfect hybrid human-alien. And when I say alien, I believe in interdimensional being, not alien as, you know, most people believe from another planet or whatever, or some people believe from another planet. So the end game is to produce some sort of a racially pure hybrid. And this is what Jacobs believes.
Tell me about how you define interdimensional then. I mean, some people think of interdimensional as they travel from another place through a dimension of space and time to be here, and that's, it's sort of a portal interdimensional concept. So are you saying that there's some sort of simultaneous parallel existence here in these interdimensional beings, and they don't actually come from somewhere else, but they're only here?
I mean, no one really knows, and I can't really prove it. It's obviously just a theory. But what I do believe is that all around us there are other entities, and sometimes we can see them. Very rarely we can see them. Most often we don't see them. Some people would call these angels. And I group the angels in two different categories. One would be the good guys, and the other would be the fallen angels. The fallen angels, the Book of Enoch specifically talks about that a group of about 200 of them descended on Mount Hermon. And this began this whole process of marrying the woman of Earth, and from that came the offspring, which were the Nephilim. I believe that these interdimensional beings, these fallen angels, dare I use that word, are incredibly malevolent, and I believe that they're back again. I do believe, however, that a portal, something opened up, and, you know, people say, well, we've had UFOs throughout history, and that is true. I mean, people have had sightings throughout history. But we also know that during World War II, especially towards the end of World War II, the sightings were unbelievable, and both the United States airmen and the Russian air people saw these, you know, silver discs, saw these objects in the sky, labeled them Foo Fighters. The Americans called them Foo Fighters.
Right.
I believe that there was a Luciferic sacrifice of the really made by the Third Reich, and that simply is called the Holocaust.
All right, now hold on. The Luciferic sacrifice, so just to make sure I understand fully, to whom then was this sacrifice made?
Well, the Holocaust means as on a burnt offering, as on an altar. And when you look at pictures of the Holocaust, I mean, this thing was very deliberate. The inner circle of Nazis, it's been, you know, certainly Joseph Carr talks about it in Twisted Cross. Trevor Ravenscroft alludes to it, that the Hitler and the inner core had roots. They were occult adepts. They had roots in the occult.
Right.
And, you know, you have to scratch your head and say, why against the Jew? Why this unbelievable hatred, this vitriol against this race of people? And they went, I mean, even towards the end of the war, I mean, my studies have shown me that towards the end of the war, especially, that the trains carrying the Jews had right of way over trains carrying troops. So the idea was to annihilate
right.
this people off the face of the planet.
That was their hope, their evil hope.
Correct.
Right up to the end was to
right
do
up
as
to the end. It,
right up
it,
to
it,
the, do as
go.
Much damage as possible. That was
exactly.
going to justify their existence.
And I believe that it was a Luciferic sacrifice. I believe that they knew exactly the God, quote, who they served, and this whole thing somehow, and don't ask me how, somehow cracked open this barrier, this portal between the worlds, and allowed these ancient ones back through. And that's why all the sightings, that's why the abductions. I mean, you know, the thing has gone through the roof. There, every week there's sightings, there's abductions, people come forward. It's not going away.
And it all started after World War II because of the this kind of evil, satanic of some sort, dark, religious occultism by the Nazis.
That's what I believe, yes.
It opened up a portal that brought in the Foo Fighters and the others.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Then are there not good, quote-unquote, aliens? I mean, are there not, I mean, benevolent ones?
Ian, you know, the universe is a huge place. I mean, it's huge. It's just unbelievable. I don't have all the answers. Nobody has all the answers. Could there be a race of good aliens? I mean, certainly. I also believe that if that's true, then I also believe that they would know the Creator. I believe that they would know who the Creator is, because I believe that there's a very benevolent overseer, call it God, call it whatever you want, the great overseer,
right,
that created all this. And I believe that he's benevolent, and he's good, and he's all-knowing and all-loving. He allows things to happen. I'm not sure sometimes why, but he, you know, allows things to play out. And I think at some time he will intervene in, you know, in time as we know it and in history as we know it. But I think the universe is a huge place, and I think that aliens, you know, certainly could exist on other worlds and other galaxies.
We're setting the table for the conversation with Lynn Marzulli on how we're kind of where we are today and why. And we'll get to Lynn's beliefs on how news of this week, even events as we discussed, are indicative of some of the fulfillment of prophecy, which Lynn's been studying. So these last, you know, 50, 60 years worth of alien abductions and or sightings, this is a Luciferian race, if you will, of from another dimension?
That's what I believe. I believe that they're specifically that they're fallen angels, that there was some sort of a war, a cosmic struggle, that a particular being, you know, call him Lucifer, call him Satan, you can call him whatever you want. This guy is a super scientist. I mean, he's not some guy running around in a red suit with a pitchfork. I mean, it's just a joke.
Right.
This guy is very, very powerful, very serious, very malevolent. I would not want to have a face-to-face encounter with them.
Right.
Let's put it that way.
Well, so where are the descendants of the Nephilim? I mean, if this hybrid is going on, where are they?
Good question. Some people believe that they're actually intermingling with us. I've never met one, and I have no proof that they even exist. Jacobs believes that it's ongoing and it's very real, and that, you know, some of them have been slowly integrated into the population. Whether or not he can prove that, I have no idea. I can't certainly prove it. Abductees who were taken aboard ships see different stages of hybrids. Some of them, you know, look more human than others. Some of them are very frail looking. Others look, you know, more presentable.